All right. Welcome to See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. I'm Mo. I hope you're all having a wonderful day. And for your sake, hopefully not listening to this live. Because, first of all, 4 a.m.s are getting more 4 a.m. as we keep going on. I feel like I was more able to get up and go earlier. But, you know, we persevere, we push through. So my topic for today, drumroll please, is, nothing. Sorry, yeah, I am swamped, like really swamped. I'm really busy, and I have 2 projects, a discussion post and response, a random thing. I can't even. And more. Yeah. And on top of that, I am going home this week, which I'm so, or like this coming week, I guess. I leave on Saturday. I'm so excited. So shout out to the family and friends back home. I literally cannot wait. I'm so excited. But that, like, I can't think of anything else. I couldn't come up with a coherent topic. So this week will be mostly music. I mean, I can't like not talk, so I will comment on the songs occasionally. Sorry. But I did come up with a fun theme for the music because I was like, I can't leave the listeners with nothing. So the theme for the music this week is songs that I would like have to have in a biopic about my life. Whether it's like the lyrics or just like overall vibes, I feel like they would do a great job of like showing specific scenes in my life. Obviously, you won't know what I'm thinking about when I play them. I mean, I'll explain some of them, but I feel like for the other ones, guessing is like half the fun. There's no real order for today. Like, I almost did like beginning to end, but yeah, that was too much work. If I'm being honest, that was a lot of work. So there's no real order, but they're all good. So there is that. The first song I chose was Girly by Alexandra Savior, or Savior. I feel like it should be Savior because that's like fancy, but I know it's Savior. Anyway, but it's been a favorite of mine since, like, it feels like forever, actually. It feels like a really, really long time. But yeah, the scene to me is how I feel like whenever I see somebody like so sure of themselves and they're so confident and they just like light up a room, like no matter where they are. And usually like they're a friend of mine. Like I can think of so many friends of mine who are like this and I could just never be like them. And this like scene has happened to me a million times in my life. I'm always like the wing woman friend, or like the can you hold my jacket, I've got to go talk to so-and-so friend, you know what I mean? And I feel like it'd be one of those scenes where like it's a slow zoom to my face at a crowded party as I'm watching everyone else socialize, and the lighting is very like there are like blue lights, and like I'm, you know, it's a close-up shot. Anyway, it's also just a good song, so you can also just take it as that. You don't have to get all psychoanalyze-y with it. But often that is how I get. So, fun fact. Anyway, this is Girly by Alexandra Savior. Pick your poison. Enjoy. Psychosis.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Posing for Cars by Japanese Breakfast. Okay, so the vision for this scene is getting ready for bed at 6 a.m. and just wondering how you got to this point. And okay, I don't really feel like that when getting ready for bed, like at 6 a.m. post this. This has been like a recurring theme in my life. This song specifically takes me back to the feeling of trying to sleep during 2020, throwback, which was just impossible. Like, I'd take a nap from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., and then I'd be up. My fault, whatever. And then I would just lay there. And, like, around, like, 6 a.m., whatever, probably not that early, actually. My parents would start to wake up and, like, start their day, and mine still hadn't ended. And I'd be like drifting off as the birds started chirping, and it was just kind of like a really surreal feeling, and that's sort of what this song makes me feel. Also, it's just a banger. Like, it's just really good, and I'll always love it. It's a little sad too. Actually, a lot of heads up, a lot of these songs are a little bit sad, and that's not to say that I think the movie of my life would be sad. It's just that I just really listen to sad music. Sue me. I think it's good. Anyway, this next song is called Feeling Ugly by Nova One. I found it earlier this school year, but I really, really like it. It has a really interesting sound. I don't know. You'll hear it. Maybe you'll pick up what I'm saying. Like, it's different. Like, the backing track and the vocals sound really interesting together. Anyway, the scene I imagine to this is me plucking my eyebrows. No, I will not be elaborating further. So this is Feeling Ugly by Nova One.
Just hold my hand and I'll forget about he time. I'm still healing from those feelings. I want you to be mine. And I'm okay, but you're stuck in my
sky turned blue. I'd watch the sparks fly from the fire and learned to form a metaphor for all the things I've felt for you and all the things you wouldn't do.
Right, that was Grand and Stately by Chloe Francis. Absolutely brutal song, in my opinion. For the film, I think it'd be good, like for a montage shot, of me just doing like mundane tasks, but like absolutely no expression on my face. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, you know, yeah, because when in doubt, that song is what plays in my head, like on loop, just always. Yeah, kind of brutal. Anyway, this next segment is something I'm calling Mo's Mitski Hour. Don't worry, it's just three songs. And it's only for this week, but it cannot be a movie of my life without a lot of Mitski, like copious amounts. The first song is actually from her new album, This Land Is Inhospitable and So Are We. Loved. Like, she came out swinging with that album. But, yeah, God, it was really good. The scene would be, like, 30-year-old me walking home in the cold, wearing one of those, like, business women, like, trench coat, like, suit things, you know what I'm talking about? And, like, a single tear falling, but I brush it away because I'm a successful woman and I don't have time for emotions. And then when I get home, I eat, like, a whole tub of sorbet and, like, cry to the Princess Bride. I don't know why I'm, like, fantasizing about, like, being sad in the future. I just feel like that's, like, a realistic thing that is going to happen to me at some point in my life. Because I feel like that has happened, but, like, not like that. You know what I mean? Anyway. This is one of the most relatable songs ever written, in my opinion. I Don't Like My Mind by Mitski.
Myself too.
All right, that was I Bet on Losing Dogs by Mitski. That song gets me every single time. Every single time without fail. It will always be a classic to me. That song to me is a lot about like reflecting on your previous life choices and the patterns that are there. Anyway, I think this scene would be a good like classic realization, but accepting it just as soon as you realize it. I feel like it's a classic, like, sinking down the bath side of the bathroom wall type of song, but, like, you're not sobbing. The tears are just pooling. Do you know what? I don't know if you're getting... I don't know if you're picking up what I'm putting down, but I have a vision for it. I feel like I should just direct a movie at this point. I've been feeling very, like, film student these days. This song's a classic. At least to me. Another personal classic is this next song. And this song had such a grip on me junior year of high school that it would literally like play in my head as I was trying to like sleep at night. It like does still have quite the grip on me now, I will admit. It's been coming back. I think I had a little break from it for a little bit, but nope, she's back. She's back, and that's okay. It's a great scream and lose your voice in the car to it song. I can tell you from experience for that one. This scene, I don't know. It'd have to be like a mix of like rapid flashback. Rapid flashback clips. That took a lot out of me to say. Sorry. And like either fastly walking somewhere or some sort of movement, like a chaotic, what is going on? Like what's happening? Sort of like Black Swan. Like if you haven't seen Black Swan, please go watch it. top three favorite movies, but oh, like something like that. Like, you can't really tell what's going on, but you know something, like something's going up, like something's up. Like that. So anyway, without further ado, I'll let you enjoy Shadow Boxer by Fiona Apple.
Once my lover, now my friend. What a cruel thing to pretend. What a cunning way to condescend. Once my lover, your grace enrapture me. But well, you know I'd be insane to ever let that dirty game recapture me. Maybe a shadow box, the baby. Just in case I don't come through, I was on to every play. I just wanted you. Oh, it's so evil, my love, the way you've no reverence to my concern.
Okay, that was Shadow Boxer by Fiona Apple. I was going to play Lover, You Should Have Come Over by Jeff Buckley, but that song is like, God, like 6.5+ minutes long, and I'm running out of time. So I don't have time for that, because I do have one song that I must play. But you should go listen to Lover, You Should Have Come Over by Jeff Buckley. Really recommend. It is a doozy. That song is very much like seeing an ex or an ex-best friend either at an event or like in public, because in Wisconsin, like you will. And probably everywhere, but like especially, I don't know, everyone knows everyone. And you just feel your world shatter. Or even seeing their mom out in public. That'll do it. I speak from experience for that one as well. But yeah, definitely a moment of horrible realization in the film of my life. I do have to do a quick PSA before I let you guys go. So let me tell you how to make some money. When it comes to money, don't rely on luck. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. For free ideas on how to go save, go to feedthepig.org. And that message was brought to you by WMFO. Oh, and heads up, I will not be here next week because I will be home. Thank God. Anyway, so somebody else will be filling in for me. You should still tune in. Please listen to whoever fills in. But I will not be here. So just to let you know. Okay. We've got one last song. I first heard the song right when it was released because I was a big fan of this artist and I have been since middle school. And when I first heard it, I really liked it because it was sort of like weird and fun. Now, let me just say, this song feels like the New England college experience, at least for me thus far, which I guess makes sense because the artist herself went to school here, like not Tufts, but like, you know, New England. But this song is what plays when I'm walking back to my dorm late at night. Perfect for the movie of my life. Yeah, I don't know. I told my mom about this song, like, on our car right here. I couldn't tell if she liked it or if she was just like, okay, girl, like, okay. The lyrics are a lot. It's a lot thrown at you all at once. But I think if you listen to it a couple times, I think you'll really like it. You being the general you in the audience, or you specifically. Maybe I'm talking to you directly, so take it as you will. Maybe I'm speaking specifically and only to you. Okay, I hope you enjoyed my show. I'm Mo. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I won't see you next Tuesday on a Monday, but I will see you the one after that. So this is my college experience in a song. Here is Presumably Dead Arm, the 617 Sessions by Sydney Gish.
Just to start this off, this isn't the start of anything. Just a song that I can sing to you. We're standing in a graveyard, a presumably dead arm popped through the grass. And who doesn't talk about that? Honey, you are nothing to me but alcohol and dopamine. I'm dying on the sofa and I barely know the time. But like an old man say, I reckon I love you for a millisecond. But I don't wear a watch or Rolex and my brain's a toddler roller skating down a hill. I took a spill and ran into a tree and suffered minor injuries. Honey, you are nothing to me. I don't call people anything. Thought to be so sweet, but I'm just being bitchy, 'cause nearly everyone skipped over me on our twilight hour, meet and greet. One coffee table, theater scene. One disregard the soaring tick back there in corner three. I'd rather let the poor kid sleep. But he's tripping balls, he's tripping testes, LSD, post-wisdom teeth. He got lost in the shower and he barely knows the hour. I wanna know your passwords without changing them in preferences, in all the childhood streets and deceased pets that they're referencing. And in the box I'll type, I'll know all the numbers to try. I wanna know the lyrics that you think of when you're high. I'm in love with strangers who I've never even seen. In love with weird cuppings and sweaters swaying kind of awkwardly. And I'm in love with fresh air friends from overheated houses, till I Uber up a giant park and dump my body in my dorm bed. Honey, you are nothing to me. I don't call people anything, thought to be so sweet. But this speech is coming back with a vengeance, it seems. And all these pretend spouses are a happy storybook that will turn to stark nonfiction in the time it took for me to notice that I'm old, which means I'll be 30 and happy, likely married to personified business casual khakis. And I'll forget about it when I wake up late and stupid. I tried to tell the Uber driver till he tried to hit it. And I tried to tell myself because I've come this far along, carrying my zombie arm to the 15th grade prom. Honey, you are nothing to me. I don't call people anything, thought to be so sweet. But the speech is coming back with a vengeance, it seems. The speech is coming back with a vengeance, it seems.